Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Today's message is from the new Summer Revelation series. This is part 3 of The Unveiling. Now here's Pastor Steve.
According to scriptures, we are living in God's prophetic season of the possible fulfillment of the book of Revelation. I mean, in our lifetime. The tribulation period is only 7 years. How many of you can remember things before 7 years ago? That's a short time. So things can happen so quickly. And Jesus Christ, after 7 years of tribulation, he's going to set up his millennial kingdom for 1,000 years. We could possibly be the generation that the book of Revelation is talking about. And that's why it makes it so important that we study it, that we take our time and learn what God is trying to tell us about our soon-to-come future. Revelation is an open book in which God reveals his prophetic plans and purposes for humanity to the church. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 13 and 11, he said it to his followers, "It has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven." God wants us to know what's about to happen on planet Earth. God wants you to know personally what's about to happen on planet Earth. Now, Jesus said reading the book of Revelation imparts a blessing. In Revelation chapter 1 and 3, it says, "God blesses the one who reads the words of this prophecy to the church, and he blesses all who listen to its message and obey what it says, for the time is near." You see, a special blessing is promised for those who hear with attentive hearts. Revelation is not a book to study with idle curiosity, because Jesus said it must be obeyed and practiced to receive God's blessing. And this book, this entire book, is about Jesus Christ in perhaps ways you've never seen him before. John begins the book by emphasizing Jesus' love for us. He says he was willing to sacrifice himself to free us from the stains of our sin by washing us in his own blood. I want you to take time to think about what I just said, because these are the actual words Jesus is saying to us. "I washed your sins in my blood." Revelation chapter 1 and 5, it says, "To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever." There's an old gospel chorus. Some of you know it. "What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus." If that was the last word I spoke to you today, we could all go home and we could be filled with the word of God that Jesus Christ gave his life's blood so that we could wash away our sins. Let's pause for a praise break right now. Let's just thank him. Thank him for the sacrifice. Thank him for his precious blood shed on the cross of Calvary that we might be. Oh, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There is no other remedy to wash us from our sins. Sins that are leading us to a lake of fire. Except the blood and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Yet so many don't believe it. And as a result, he'll be their judge for rejecting their only means of salvation. In verse number 7, it is actually the first of 7 references in the book of Revelation about the return of Jesus Christ. And this reference says his return is public. But it should not be confused with the rapture of the church, which is secret. Listen to what it says in verse 7. It says, "Behold, he is coming with clouds and every eye." This is Revelation chapter 1 and verse 7. Thank you. "Behold, he is coming with clouds and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will wail because of him." Even so, amen, let it be. Verse 8 says, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is, who always was, and who is to come, the Almighty, the Absolute, and the Universal Sovereign." In Matthew chapter 25 and 31, it says, "The Son of Man will come in his glory, and all the angels, all his holy angels with him. Then he will sit on the throne of his glory, and all of the nations will be gathered before him to be judged." You know, Revelation is one of the most exciting prophetic books in the Bible. The word revelation in the Greek language means apocalypse, the taking away of a veil, exposing something that has been concealed. God gave us the Bible as a revelation to humanity to explain who Jesus is and why he came. And that's why it's so important for you to always read the Word of God, because you'll find out more information about the Lord Jesus Christ. It is more than just a book about salvation. It's so much more. But that's where it begins. Because one day we will all face God for ourselves individually. If the rapture of the church doesn't happen before we pass on, we're going to all die. And we need to be ready for our eternal destination. It needs to be heaven. How many of you say, "My eternal destination is heaven"? Let me see your hand in this place. Amen, amen. You do not want the other alternative. So God sent his Son to save us. He saved us from eternal punishment, and he came to give us eternity in heaven with him. In John 3:16, it says, "God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life." You spend everlasting life in heaven. God sent his Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. Jesus came the first time as a Savior. The second time, he's coming as a judge. In verse 36, listen to what it says. "Anyone who believes in God's Son has eternal life." You spend eternity in heaven. "But anyone who doesn't obey the Son will never experience eternal life, but will face eternal judgment." There are only 2 destinations in eternity. There is heaven, and really, ultimately, the lake of fire. We talk about heaven and hell. Hell is just a waiting place where there's fire. But the Bible tells us that the final judgment, hell itself, is going to be thrown in to a lake of burning fire. Now, I need to repeat this. Jesus Christ is the only way. He's the only way to God, the only way to forgiveness for our sins. There is no other mediator. And this is so important, guys, because there are people who believe that others can mediate on your behalf. There are people that can pray for you, but truthfully, Jesus is the only mediator between God and man. Somebody say amen. I'm giving you the scripture, 1 Timothy 2 and 5. There is only one God and one mediator who reconciles God and humanity, the man Christ Jesus, who gave his life to purchase freedom for everyone. Only Jesus could die for the sins of the world. Nobody else. Nobody else can mediate for our sins. The Bible reveals that Jesus is the long-awaited Messiah who will establish a 1,000-year reign in Jerusalem over the entire world. Micah chapter 4 and 7 says, those who are weak will survive as a remnant, and those who are exiles will become a strong nation. Then I, the Lord, will rule from Jerusalem as their king forever. This is a prophetic word, really talking about the nation of Israel, because at one time they were in captivity. So what God is doing here is trying to give us a particular time in history when Jesus Christ will return and rule in Jerusalem. He says, those who are weak will survive as a remnant. During the Babylonian captivity, during the Assyrian captivity, those who were exiles will become a strong nation. The nation of Israel was born in 1948. And now listen to what the Lord says. Then I, the Lord, will rule from Jerusalem as their king forever. That can happen anytime. That can happen anytime. The Old Testament contains over 300 prophetic references to the Messiah, and they were all fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a quick look at the messages coming your way on the radio ministry this week and in this Sunday service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for listening to the program today. I'm beginning my prophetic summer series teaching on the book of Revelation. So I want you to invite family, friend, and co-workers to join us. Revelation is a prophetic book. It's not history. It reveals the future. Most of it is still an unfulfilled prophecy to come. The author of the book of Revelation is Jesus himself. In Revelation chapter 22 and 16, it says, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this message for the churches. Although rarely taught, the book of Revelation is one of the most important books in the Bible. Jesus is literally telling the Christian church what will happen in the near future and how to prepare for it. I would like to invite you to Spirit Life Church, where you will hear relevant messages like this every Sunday. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
We will be airing these informative messages on the book of Revelation over the next few weeks. Be sure and join us daily right here on KDKR. And we encourage you to be with us at the church for our uplifting live service every Sunday morning at 10. The church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. If you would like more information about our ministry, be sure and check out the website at aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Acts describe Jesus' first coming. They speak of his virgin birth. They speak of his miracles, his crucifixion, his death, his resurrection, and his ascension to heaven. And at the ascension, this is found in Acts chapter 1 and 11, Two angels were there, and they said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing into the heavens? This same Jesus who was taken from you into heaven will come back in like manner as you saw him go." The book of Revelation reveals who Jesus is today, his authority over the world, both now and the future. So the book of Revelation is a revelation of Jesus Christ. It's not simply a prophetic schedule. Some people say, "I want to see the prophetic schedule of what's going to happen in the world." No, this book is more than a prophetic schedule. Each chapter reveals something about Jesus. It's a revelation, an unveiling to us of who Jesus really is. In chapter 1, it reveals that Jesus is the risen priest king. In chapters 2 and 3, it reveals Jesus examining the churches. In chapters 4 and 5, it reveals Jesus being worshiped in heaven. In chapters 6 to 19, it reveals Jesus judging the world, coming in his glory. In chapters 20 and 22, reveal Jesus reigning in glory and power in the earth. Now, the author of the book of Revelation is Jesus himself. Listen to what he said. In Revelation chapter 22 and 16, it says, "I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this message for the churches." So he is the author. In Revelation chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, it says, "This is a revelation from Jesus Christ." This message that we are studying is actually from the Lord Jesus Christ to you. Don't ever say, "Jesus never spoke to me." Oh, yes, he did. In the entire book of Revelation, he is talking to you. This is the revelation from Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants the events that must soon take place. He sent an angel to present this revelation to his servant, the Apostle John, who faithfully reported everything that he saw. This is his report of the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. So think of this. God the Father gave the contents of the book of Revelation to Jesus Christ. He sent an angel to reveal the information to the Apostle John in a vision. That means that John actually saw the contents of the book of Revelation unfolding before his very eyes. That's what we hear when we read the book of Revelation. And Jesus instructed John to write the vision and to distribute this prophetic book to the church to be read for all future generations. John wrote in Revelation 1 and 10, he said, "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me the voice that was like a trumpet saying, 'I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And what you see, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia.'" Write to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamos, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. Now, the book of Revelation unveils the actual events that will happen just before the second coming of Jesus Christ and after. One basic key to understand the book of Revelation is to recognize that it's divided into three parts. This is the only book in the Bible where the divisions are actually drawn by Jesus Christ himself. Revelation chapter 1 and 19, Jesus said to John, "Listen, write the things which you have seen and the things which are and the things which will take place after." Now, as we walk through the book of Revelation together, to really understand what Jesus was saying and why he said it, we must begin with the historical background. And I kind of touched on it before. I need to get more involved in that at this time, because we need to understand what were Christians experiencing who lived during this time when the book was written. Well, the historical background of the book of Revelation takes place in the first century AD. It was the beginning of the great persecution against the church. In Acts chapter 8 and 1, it states a great wave of persecution began, sweeping over the church in Jerusalem, and all the believers except the apostles were scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria. But the believers who were scattered preached the gospel about Jesus Christ wherever they went. In the book of Revelation, you will clearly see the spiritual warfare between God and Satan. In fact, you will see the climax of that warfare. We are a part of that warfare today. That's why we talk about spiritual warfare. The Bible says you're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies. Oh, no. You're fighting against principalities and powers. You are fighting against evil spirits. We have enemies that we can't see. Nevertheless, they do exist. I want to show you in the book of Revelation a very graphic war that was actually is going to take place in Revelation chapter 12 and 7. It's a spiritual war. It says, then there was war in heaven. Michael, the archangel, and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels. And the dragon lost the battle. And he and his angels were forced out of heaven. That great dragon, the ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, the one deceiving the whole world, was thrown down to the earth with all of his angels. Now, folks, the devil hates God, he hates Jesus, he hates the church. From the beginning of Christianity, Satan tried to destroy the church. And it's important to realize that even as we study these seven churches in the beginning of the book of Revelation, you're going to see some of the same strategies that he inflicted upon the early church that he's using against us today. And the first one I'm going to mention is persecution here. Persecution. Persecution is still happening in the church today. Let me make you aware of something that you may not be aware of. A survey from the Esther Project stated roughly 1,093,000 Christians were martyred worldwide between the year 2000 and 2010. Here's another survey. Christian nonprofit Open Doors released its annual 2025 persecution report, which estimated that over 380 million Christians across the world face high levels of religious persecution. Religious persecution has not ended. It still exists in the world today.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message was part 3 from the Revelation series called The Unveiling. Now let's pray with Pastor Steve.
We thank you, Father, that prayer can be released to help us in every area of our lives. We thank you that prayer is a weapon. Lord, you said, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee. God, I just pray that we will pray more. We will take the time to talk to you more. We will take the time, Lord, to share with you what's going on with us and expect divine intervention in our lives. We just love you and we thank you today for answered prayer. Save us. Deliver us from our sins. Set us free We want to serve you. We want to obey you. We want to live for you. Thank you, God. Thank you, because prayer makes all of those things possible. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.